I want to read the description of this video to you. The companies that control and manage the data will rule the world. The world will change more in the next 10 years, more than it changed in the past 100 years. Palantir, Apple, Microsoft, Amazon, Google, and NVIDIA will lead the way. That's my view into the future. That's where I think my strength is. I think that comes because I have a long past. I've been around. I've seen this market. I've seen this economy grow. I've done a lot of studying. I think I could qualify as an economist based on the readings that I've done. And I don't get too wrapped up in the numbers. So I'm going to recommend, in my analysis of Palantir, I'm going to recommend that you watch a video by Tom Nash. This is the video. Tom is a retired, or maybe he's still an active financial analyst. He calls himself a senior financial analyst. He's very good at studying the numbers and seeing their projections. And in this video here, he does an excellent job of analyzing. Then I want you to also look at a video by Casgains, Casgains Academy. This young man does a fabulous job of explaining what Palantir does, explaining their three platforms, so that you get a feeling of what, in fact, Palantir does and where they're going in the future. Between those two videos, I think you can get a good handle on Palantir. Now, what I want to do in this video is explain to you why I'm all in and what I think you're going to see happen in the next 2 years. And if you're in a position at this time that you can raise any money, where you need to put it in order to change your life. Okay, this is not financial advice. This is some of the best financial education you're ever going to receive.
Best of Us Investors presents Kerry Griegmeier.
If you want to invest wisely, the first thing I would advise you to do is sit down and analyze what are the needs, what are the current needs of this world that we live in? What's going on around you that will drive the needs of this country? If we're going to survive as a country, as a civilization, we have to take care of those needs. Now, the most important event that's happened in my 77 years of life was the coronavirus, and it has pointed out our need for health cure. Rather than health care, our need for health cure. So with that in mind, how are we going to achieve that? How are we going to change the world from health care to health cure? Another need that you should recognize is that of supply chain. How our world is vulnerable because we are dependent upon other people that we can't depend on to give us or to supply us with what we need. So that's a need. Focus on that. Autonomous automobiles, they are going to be a part of our future. And if they're going to work, we need to address how they're going to change us. If you have been watching the news at all of late, we have a need to stop the violence in our world, whether it be in Russia against Russia and Ukraine, or Topps Grocery in Buffalo, New York, or if it's in a grammar school in Texas. We have a need there, a need to help our law enforcement stop the things that are happening. These are needs. These aren't desires. These aren't wants. These are needs that we have to take care of. Then we have national security. We have to be in a position that we can identify the threats to our national security and squelch them before they get out of hand. And that extends to the need to make sure that what's happening in Ukraine can't happen again. We have to control the world we live in. And then there's the global economy. There is a overwhelming need to feed the hungry. These are all needs. Digital Revolution 1, Digital Revolution 2 took care of our desires. It has given us the best advertising, targeted advertising that the world could ever imagine. Google knows what I want before I want it. Amazon knows what I want before I want it and can put it on my front stoop in a matter of hours. Apple knows from its app everything I'm going to do before I do it, knows my taste in music, knows that I'm going to Indianapolis, Indiana for the Indy 500 this weekend, and will do everything they can to make it a wonderful trip for me. But those are desires. Those are not needs. Those desires have been honed in on by Digital 1 and Digital 2. Digital 3 is going to take care of my needs, of our needs as a civilization. And there are companies, if you're going to be a good investor, you need to identify the companies that are going to facilitate Digital Revolution 3 and give you what you need. Now, if you're in a position that you have some cash sitting on the side, you are blessed. This is the time to invest. We have, because of our own mismanagement of our economy by throwing $9 trillion into our economy from the middle of March to the end of December in 2020, we have created an exuberance that took our economy into a treacherous position of accelerating inflation, screwed up employment, and interest rate movement in order to bring the economy under control. What always happens, whether it was the dot-com bubble of 2000 or the subprime crisis of 2008 through 10, after we get that settled, the stock market will boom, and it will boom as a result of the Digital Revolution 3.0. Here are the stocks you need to focus on. They are Apple, Amazon, Microsoft, Nvidia, Google, and Palantir. I have been early to the race on Apple, Amazon, Microsoft, Nvidia, and Google. I've been late to arrive in Palantir, but that's a good thing because my cost basis is down and I'm going to add to it to get my cost basis down even further because the world has not woken up to this. They do not understand what Palantir is doing.
First of all, Palantir has launched five of the most important products in the world, some of which are playing an active role in every part of your life, both in terms of disseminating COVID, vaccine, and lots of things we don't talk about. Every time we launch a product, people think we're idiots or crazy or insane, and very often these products power the world. So I don't see going on a DPO any different than launching a product. We're in very difficult times. Palantir is built for difficult times. Of course I care what employees, investors are going through, but what they should care about and what I care about is, where's the company going to be in a couple years? And let me tell you another thing about bad times. Our primary competition are startups invigorated by the hot, somewhat caustic and addictive fumes of loose venture dollars. Those companies are being cut off from the vapors of those fumes. And that affects my business much more than any stock price, meaning that I do not lose employees to these companies that are 2 days before they fail. The people that should come to Palantir and power a better world don't go to a startup that's going to essentially build consumer products that help none of us. So that's like a massive opportunity for Palantir.
The the Apple, the Amazon, the Microsoft, and the Google are those who control the data. And as I told you in the description, he who controls the data will rule the world. I added to that, he who manages the data will rule the world. Palantir manages the data. Again, watch the video by Cass Gaines Academy, and you will understand at a new level what Palantir does. They take this world of data that has been accumulated since day one of Adam and Eve, and they up until just yesterday or just today, and they are the source that can sort and digest that data and feed it back to take care of your needs. Your need for a cure for your health, your need for security on a local and an international basis, your need for data to move highways, autonomous automobiles down highways. This is the company or companies like it. And if you find others that are like it, please let me know. These are the companies that are going to change our world in the next 10 years. Equivalent or to exceed the change that has taken place in the past 100 years. You need to understand this. Data is king. Data and the management of data will change your life. It will cure your cancer. It will take the disease out of your body. It will allow your automobile to move down the highway autonomously. It will take that 18-year-old boy who went and shot up the Topps grocery store out of the equation. It will take that 18-year-old boy who went into Austin, Texas and killed those young kids out of the equation. It will take Vladimir Putin out of the equation. This is beyond your comprehension. But I need you, if you want to participate into this, to watch the two videos I'm recommending, and then go do your research on these 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 companies. And then dollar cost average. If you're young, put it into a Roth IRA. Find $6,000 a year that you can put it in there so that when you mature and you reach your retirement age, you've got tax-free money that will support you and your family for the rest of your lives. I just cannot overemphasize the opportunity that this provides you. I would encourage you, if you know anybody who is young, who has the opportunity to save and build assets, share this video with them. I deplore you, share it with them. This is the best financial education you're going to receive. All right. I hope this helps you. I hope that you will join our tribe. Just go to Best of Us Investors. That's at our website. And find a link to our Discord or find it in the description. And come on this journey with us. This will be the best financial education I can give you. Talk to you again tomorrow.
What are they going to say in 2 years?
They're going to say, you know what? Palantir focused on building high-quality revenue. 60% of it comes from the only source that isn't going to go away. They make free cash flow off of that, and they've delivered 5 of the most interesting products in the world. By the way, they will then be writing about Apollo and our stuff on the edge and the military stuff we can't talk about, and our revenues will have increased, and in the end, it's a multiple on revenue.
Right.
And the company that supplied the product that supplied your vaccine, which I'm sure he took, comes from us. The products that are involved in every war effort in the world come from us. We're working in environments I don't even know about, where my product is installed, no one has access. where it is like, it's like this is just like something that people believe. I'll tell you, this comes from when we build a product, we deploy it, and then we iterate to the point of product productivity.